Welcome in to the latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. I go by SEC Mike on Twitter. And I'm joined, as always, by my cousin, Shane, who goes by Big Orange Vols on Twitter. What are you up to, you big Tennessee homer?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, I say you join me every time, but it's been about a month. How you been, brother?
Oh, no. Do you recognize the voice, Mark? Yeah, it's been a while, but we finally got settled in. You guys heard about the internet fiasco, and buddy, we are lightning fast, brother. I'm telling you what, I am on cloud nine. You don't understand how this is how we used to do the pod. So I would Skype from the phone. So I couldn't do anything on the phone because I needed every ounce of internet that it was providing for that. I had a laptop that I record the podcast from, but I can't use it during the podcast because you use two things together in that house, buddy. You might as well kiss it goodbye, you know? And if there's a cloud inside, you know how HughesNet was. It was over. So now I've got the laptop up here. I can fact check myself. I've got the phone up. It's just so many gadgets. I'm going to try to stay focused because usually I just focused on talking to you. Now I got all these little gadgets laying around, you know? So if I start drifting, you just let me know.
Well, I'm sure that'll be happening anytime soon.
Oh, you know it.
You know, we were joking before we started recording, Shane. It's a dead time out here in the college football landscape. We're in deep into spring, heading into summer. Not a ton going on, but I got to credit you, buddy. I said it already on the show. This was 100% your idea, but a couple weeks ago we put out all the graphics with the schedules, and we just got an overwhelming response. We asked each fan base, "What do you think your record's going to be in the regular season, based on the schedule?" And again, we got so much content out of that, Shane. I thought I'd squeeze a little bit more. I just wanted you to be aware. Run down this list of how the fan perception is, Shane, of each team in the SEC, and then we'll wrap up. My buddy Steven Lassen from Athlon Sports got me the College Football Preview magazine. So, I thought we'd just run down real quick where Athlon's got the SEC tracked this season. How's that sound, buddy?
Yeah, I think by year eight, I'll probably get an Athlon book. You know, I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Shane, Steven and I are going to connect face-to-face. He hand-delivered this one. We're going to meet again in about a week and a half, and we're going to do two episodes, buddy, of breaking down the East, breaking down the West. I'll see if I can't get you one more Athlon for Cousin Shane.
My ass is still walking in the grocery store like everybody else, saying cuss words under my mouth as I get to the self-checkout to buy my own damn magazine.
But all right, Shane, so as for the fan predictions, let's go with the SEC East to start out, and we're going to start at the top of the list. No surprise. You know, I just put these out in order of what I kind of assumed the preseason magazines and everything would have these teams. So I went with the Georgia Bulldogs, and far and away, the easy answer, Georgia's record by the end of the season. What do you think that was?
12-0.
I mean, it was not even close, Shane. This was Georgia got more undefeated votes than Alabama, believe it or not. Now, maybe that's because they're in the East and Alabama's in the West, but still, it just blew me away that nearly five times as many people think Georgia's going to go undefeated than think the Bulldogs will go 11-1. Any surprise with that?
No, because this is something we've talked about all offseason. I think. Yeah. Not only is Georgia going to be just as talented, maybe not, I don't know. I mean, we're going to figure out real quick how talented this bunch is, but there's a reason there's all those five stars down there. But I love the schedule, and the scheduling couldn't be more favorable for the Georgia Bulldogs. So I'm all for this one. If I'm voting, I'm going 12-0 right now. There's a few games, you know, you've got that little asterisk by that may sneak up and catch the Bulldogs off guard. But if the stars are aligned, I would imagine Georgia's going back to Atlanta undefeated.
Now, how about the Tennessee Vols, Shane? What do you think the number one response was for your Vols?
Yeah, 12-0, baby.
No, sir. That is incorrect,
oh, no,
believe
just
it or
kidding.
Not.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I would say realistically we're our fan base would probably be around the 8-9 game win streak or win mark.
Yeah, bingo. 9-3 was the most given answer, but 10-2 was the second most. So, hey, those momentum is high on Rocky Top. And, you know, I know you, like you joke, 12-0, you're aiming high, but I got to think year two under Josh Heupel, 9-3, can't be too disappointed with a record like that if that's what actually happens.
No, I think we'd be very happy if that happens, 9-3. I mean, obviously, 10-2 is even better, but if we're looking at a pro, we just want improvement, Mike.
Right.
We took a huge step last year, and if we can continue to do that in the next following seasons, that's where we miss it. You know, you think about the Butch Jones and the Lane Kiffins and all that stuff. It's the years that follow the first that you're like, okay, are we seeing the improvement? Are we really competitive in the East? Are we going to be an SEC contender sooner than later? And that's what we're going to find out year two. And so I'm excited, and I am one of the optimistic ball fans, and I could realistically see a non-game win total, in my opinion.
Now, how about the Kentucky Wildcats, Shane? Next on the docket, what do you think the fans most predicted for Mark Stoops and company?
I expect high marks from Kentucky. Again, this is another schedule thing that I really enjoy. I've been high on Kentucky. So I'm going to say it wouldn't blow my mind if it was 10 wins.
Close. Very, very close, Shane. 9-3. But that only got two more votes than 10-2. So, like you're saying, I mean, my goodness, imagine when Mark Stoops took over that job, what was it, 7 seasons ago, I believe, that fans are expecting 9-3, 10-2 type record, but that's where Kentucky football's at. You know, they won 10 games last year. I think a lot of the fans were disappointed. You know, the season could have went even better.
They're there, Mike. I mean, if you're a Kentucky fan, you're looking at the ingredients, and you got all the ingredients to make a hell of a run, and you just need the start. You just need everything to line up, and I think there's a lot of optimism coming out of Lexington. That's why I went with 10, because I can see 10. I can see 9, and it's crazy walking away from either one of those. I still think the Wildcats will be happy, but I think this is the year, man. This is the year they're really wanting to make some noise in the East, and I think they got the ingredients for it. So I'm all for the optimism out of Lexington.
Now, how about the Florida Gators, Shane? What do you think the fans most predicted for Billy Napier's first squad?
See, this is the key, brother. It's the fans. The fans of Florida are typically the ones that you would see. But the problem is when we blast this thing out, Tennessee runs with it. So I want to be optimistic for the Florida Gators, but I think there's going to be a lot of opposing fan bases that maybe brought that record down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go 7 wins for the Florida Gators.
Ooh, very close, Shane. 6-6 was the leading vote getter, but 8-4, 7-5 was only they each split, so those were tied for second. So, you know, I don't think Florida fans would be happy with 6-6, but I bet they take 8-4 in Billy Napier's first season.
They'll take 8, and I think if you really cipher some of those votes, like I said, you'd probably get closer to an 8, maybe even a couple 9s pop up there from the Florida. Excuse me, brother. Oh, man, I got to quit drinking so much, Mike. all right, here we are. So I think we're getting closer to an 8-9 from the Florida Gator fan base, but I just think there's so many people that – love it, man. They love that Florida's struggling. They love that they could potentially have a year that they don't make another bowl game. So yeah, I think that's what's bringing these numbers down is just more of the opposing fan bases.
Now, how about the South Carolina Gamecocks, Shane? What do you think the fans think the record will be for the Gamecocks this regular season?
Well, this is a wild one because, you know, I have talked to a spectrum of South Carolina fans. And it varies. There's a lot of people that are extremely optimistic. There's a lot of people that are skeptic, you know. Is that even a word, skeptic?
Pessimistic.
Yeah. I'm just making shit up over here, Mike. Let's just roll with it. But the fact of the matter is, I think if you were to average all of them, there's a little bit more positivity coming out of Columbia. So I'm going to go 8 wins, South Carolina here.
This may surprise you, Shane. 6-6.
What?
Was the leading, and how about this, Shane? Second most popular, 5-7. How in the hell's Gamecocks going to take a step back this year?
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, there must have been a lot of Florida. There are a lot of volunteer fans. You know, I'd be curious because I'm telling you, there's a lot of optimism coming out of South Carolina, and rightfully so. I think they make an improvement, and to make an improvement would be a lot better than 6 wins. So I think you should be closer to a 7-8, in my opinion.
Now, how about Missouri Tigers, Shane, coming off a disappointing season, but still a lot to like about the recruiting efforts under Drinkwitz. They got to find a quarterback. So what do you think the predicted record was for the Missouri Tigers?
I still think it's going to be over bowl, so I'm going to say 7 on Mizzou.
That was the third most popular, Shane. Most popular, 5-7.
Ooh.
With second most popular, 4-8. So, hey, I got to be honest with you, Shane. If I'm a Mizzou fan, you know, I know this is disrespectful, but this is where you want to be. Because they're kind of like the Auburn of the East. You know, when you got high hopes for them, they crash and burn. When you got no expectations, they jump up and they catch a team or two. And I think you were a lot closer with your first guess than what these fans are. 7-5, that type of record, I could certainly see.
I think because you always got to factor Missouri's schedule, and it's going to be favorable this year, and kind of like what you said, nobody's talking about them. Nobody is standing in line to hear what Coach Eli is going to say at media days. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly where you want to be, especially if you're breaking in a new quarterback. This is a team that I think is going to catch a few people off guard. It's like I think them and I think Mississippi State, very similar here. I think the fan base kind of know – I think they know they've got some potential there. They just need to see it from quarterback. And I think after a couple weeks in Eli's system, I think they're going to get in line and, you know, start realizing that Mizzou's further along than we thought.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about Vanderbilt? Shane, what do you think the predicted record is for Clark Lee's second year there in Nashville?
I'm sorry, guys, but you may want to turn the headphones down a little bit because I think 2-10 is a popular answer here for Vandy.
Well, you nailed it, Shane. 2-10, most popular prediction there. And, hey, we'll have a scout on hand. We got the Flying Hawaiian going to the Vandy opener at Hawaii's. Not going that far. He's already out in Hawaii, but
yeah, but we can't trust that drunk bastard. I mean, he gets over here. He don't. Just kidding. Oh no, I think it'd be great. I wish we could go out there. Wouldn't that be something? Just make a week event there and there on the Big Island. Is that the Big Island, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on now.
All right. The SEC West, Shane. Again, starting. I just went with the order that I thought. You know, the media would have these teams. So, got to start with Alabama, and this one's kind of a no-brainer. Predicted record for the Crimson Tide, Shane?
Another 12-0.
Yep, 12-0.
Yeah.
Far and away, number one pick there for Alabama. But surprisingly, a lot of people, 11-1. And again, you know, a lot of road trips for Alabama this year, Shane, at Arkansas, at Tennessee, at LSU, at Ole Miss. And, of course, they got to face the rest of the West gauntlet there. So, it wouldn't be stunning to me if Alabama lost a game. You know what?
It wouldn't be. And honestly, when you look just at history of college football, it's so hard to go through football seasons, especially in the SEC, undefeated. So at some point you think they're going to slip up on one of these opponents. That's not saying they're not going to be in the SEC championship or that Alabama has a bad team. But, you know, it's almost easier to say 12-0. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, how about the Texas A&M Aggies, Shane? Expectations still high in College Station. Jimbo Fisher going out there challenging Nick Saban. That certainly helps matters. What do you think most popular prediction for the Aggies is? And you can't say – if you say 8-4, you're fired.
No. No, I'm not. I don't think it is. I thought it would be higher. And, you know, a 10-win, 11-win season is definitely in the cards here. I mean, you talk to some Aggie fans that they're going undefeated. This is the year. Hell, they already beat Alabama last year. Why can't they do it this year? So I'm going to go on the positives. I'm going to say 11 wins here for Texas A&M.
Well, you had it the first time, Shay. 10-2.
Okay.
Most popular pick. And I think a lot of that, just because we don't know who the quarterback's going to be. You know, if they had an established guy, hell, I think 11-1, 12-0, you know, I think you would have hit it right on the head there.
Dude, you could dress up Jimbo Fisher and they're still going to win 11 games, Mike. That's how loaded this team is. I truly believe it, but I don't know. I've been wrong a lot, so we'll find out.
How about the Arkansas Razorbacks, Shane? What do you think fans are thinking with them?
I think fans are very optimistic there, especially as we get closer to the season. You know, there's the buzz. I'm going to say that they are also 9 wins. Does that sound good?
That sounds perfect, Shane, because that was the number one choice, 9-3. And how about this, Shane? Second most picked option, 10-2. So,
yeah.
Ooh, boy, we've come a long time since Sam Pittman's got hired. You know what?
Dude, you rerun this poll in 30 days from today, and it's 12-0, by God, you know? So they're just like us, man, over here in Knoxville. The closer we get to it, the more optimistic we become. We get these little message boards about somebody performing, and like, oh, my God, that's the missing piece, you know?
How about the LSU Tigers, Shane? Brian Kelly's first season. What do you think the expectation level there is Baton Rouge?
Yeah, I this one I've gone round and round with, but I still think fans just expect to win down there. So I'm going to go 7 wins LSU.
Bingo, you nailed it. 7-5, which again, not the standard there for the LSU certainly, but yeah. You know, we just don't know what the hell to make of this team with all the moving pieces and the new coaching staff. You know what?
Well, that's it. New coaches, new players, it doesn't matter. It's still the same old Baton Rouge, and they're expecting to compete. So that's why I think fan base obviously going to be a little bit higher on these guys. And I think 7's a good spot for them.
How about Ole Miss, Shane? Lane Kiffin and company won 10 games last season. Mm. But do you think they take a step back, at least according to the fans?
I think this is similar to the probably the Florida situation, South Carolina. You know, it's going to be more bashing than it is acceptance here. Mm-hmm. I think if you go down to the Grove and you just grab some random Ole Miss fan, they're thinking 10-win season. But I think this poll was brought down by a lot of opposing fan bases. So I'm going to bring them down as well to, let's say, the 8-4 spot.
Perfect. That's exactly what it is, 8-4. But the second most popular, 9-3. So, again, expectations still pretty high. And considering all they lost with the talent to the NFL, all the transfer portal additions, I think that just goes to show that, you know, people got a lot of faith in Lane Kiffin to, you know, not have to take a huge step back.
Mm-hmm. If they do, is that a disappointment? Or if you're an Ole Miss fan, coming off what we did last season, and I know we didn't do this with any of the other ones, but I'm just curious your opinion. If Lane walked off that field final game with 8 wins,
right,
is that a disappointment? Are we giving him an extension, or what's the fan perspective here?
I think it really just depends on who they lose those to. I mean, if you lose, obviously, Alabama, you know, you don't want to lose that game, but you'd understand it. You kind of, if memory serves, you beat Texas A&M, so you have to go to – at home, so you have to go to A&M. I think that you'd forgive them for losing that. The big one, Shane, is if they go 8-4 and lose the Egg Bowl, I think fans will be a little pissed off, to be honest with you, because you've beaten them Mississippi State 2 years in a row. You'd love to see that streak continue. But I think most fans will be understanding if they, let's say, 9-3. I don't think they get too mad considering all the unknowns with the Rebels right now.
Yeah, okay. All right, I see that.
Now, how about Mississippi State, Shane? Mike Leach and company, is this the season they finally break through? I know they went to a bowl game last year, but what do you think the fan expectation is for them Bulldogs?
This is a season they break through, brother. I'm a firm believer. I'm all in. It's just, unfortunately, I'm in a small group of voters. So I expect this number to be brought down a little bit. So give me Mississippi State. Oh, man, I know it sounds bad, 7 wins. I'm going to go 7 wins here.
Well, Shane, I'll tell you what.
Now, that's not what I think.
Right.
I'm the one that's jumping on there and saying potentially 9, even a dark horse for a 10-game. I truly think this is the year that Mississippi State just shines, and we're like, damn, this is why the Pirates in the SEC. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the other fans are there yet.
Well, I think you got one thing right there, Shane. I don't think enough people that voted listen to this show, because the number one, there was two options actually, Shane. They tied 5-7 or 4-8.
Golly.
So we must have had a lot of rebels voting in this damn thing, you know what?
Must be, man. No cowbells. That's what we need. We need some more cowbells. Maybe they got the internet over there, right?
Could you imagine, could you imagine Mississippi State winning four games? I mean,
no.
There's no way in hell, is there?
No, they'll have four games. They'll have four games under their belt before November. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think they're going to be in – I think they're in great shape. And maybe this is similar to the Mizzou talk. Not a lot of people are talking about them, but they got pieces. They got a quarterback. They've got wide receivers. They've got a lot of weapons. They got a hell of a defense coming back. I think this is crazy talk to think that they can't even win five games. That blows my mind.
Now, how about last but not least here, Shane, in the SEC West, the Auburn Tigers. What do you think expectation is for Brian Harsin's second year there?
People are hard on Brian, you know, especially our fans, because they listen to us a lot. So, I don't know. But there is that Auburn effect. So, I say seven. Give me seven on this one, just kind of a neutral. Six is what I'm thinking, but – but I say fans go seven.
Should have listened to your heart, Shane. 6-6.
Oh, okay.
Most popular option. Second most popular, 5-7. Mm-hmm. And how about this, Shane? We had hundreds of people voting in these things, right?
Yeah.
We didn't have a single person pick. We only had one person pick Auburn to win nine games.
Yeah.
Not a soul picked more than nine wins for the Auburn Tigers, which that probably means they're going to win the SEC West. You know what I mean?
That's right. But that's what Auburn does. As soon as you count them out, they come out and kick ass. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of hot seat talk. There's going to be a lot of shit coming off the planes. And I think this is, you know, high expectations what got Brian in trouble to begin with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the fact that you've got I know it's a small sample size, but fans expecting six wins, I think that's great for Brian, because if he can walk away with eight or nine, hell, he's keeping his job, in my opinion.
Right. No, I mean, that's just going to be such a fascinating team to watch. And I think if they manage to beat Penn State at home, third week of the season, you know, I think there's a real chance they go on a little run here that they may be the surprise of the SEC.
Yeah, yeah. Well, somebody's going to be the Cinderella, you know? You just don't know who it's going to be.
So last thing, Shane, I wanted to run this down real quick. Athlon's projections for the SEC. Let's start with the East. No surprise. Georgia Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. They must have voted in our poll, Shane, because they got Georgia going undefeated, losing to Alabama in the SEC championship. So no surprise with that one, right?
No surprise.
Now, Tennessee and Kentucky, though, number two Tennessee, number three Kentucky.
Ooh, doggy.
But we're splitting the record here. So both 8-4, 4-4 in conference play. So I got to imagine that, you know, they're giving the edge to Tennessee. That game's at Neyland Stadium this season. But, you know, records aside, I mean, I can understand their logic there, don't you think?
Yeah, I've got a cabinet full of bourbon to show you why, you know what I'm saying? It's just we've found ways to win this game, and you know, that sticks in the back of your mind, because you know, I still think both these teams, they play each other on a neutral field 10 times. You know, we may walk away 5-5. That's how close I think these two programs are going to be. And when they say any given Saturday, I think that's why we love that game. That's why I love that game. It's a rivalry, yes, but it's a close game, and you can't go into it saying, because every Tennessee fans thinks that they're going to beat Kentucky. There's no way we're losing to the Wildcats. And every Kentucky fan said, there's no way we're going to lose to Tennessee. We screwed up last year. It ain't going to happen this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's what makes this rivalry so great. And, you know, Athlon, they can print that. But if they would have printed it the other way, I could say, yeah, I could see that too. You know, it's like it's just they're that dead heat right now. And that's why I'm looking forward to that game so much.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, the biggest wild card in the division, Shane, they got Florida number four.
Yeah.
With a 7-5 record, 4-4 in conference play. So same conference record as Tennessee and Kentucky, but that I think that just goes to show that there's, you know, the margin between these three is basically razor thin. You know what?
It is. It is. It's who catches who. I out of those three, it's flipping a coin sometimes. I just think the way Florida's schedule goes, I just think that, you know, some of those 50-50 games they play up front. So if they're not hitting on all cylinders early, they could be in trouble.
Right. And you got, you know, look, you got to look at Kentucky. They go to Gainesville and to Knoxville. So that's tricky. But like you said, Florida right out the gate. My God, it's maybe the toughest gauntlet in the first month of the season. You know what?
And that's exactly where Kentucky wants them. That's why I like them early.
Mm-hmm. Now we got South Carolina, fifth in the East, 6-6 record, 3-5. Mm-hmm. Again, that's a dangerous team to project. I could see 8-9 wins. I think 6 really is the floor for South Carolina. I think they'll pull an upset or two. They did it last year, and they're going to have a lot better team this year.
Yeah, no, but it's just that's the way the East is shaping up. Just a whole bunch of question marks. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you, I know Georgia's going to win the East. Okay, all right, we got that down. But who's next? And how close is next? You know, like, are we talking one game, two games, maybe potentially competing? It goes all the way down. Here you got a South Carolina team that, man, they got a lot more pieces, man. This may be the year that they're competing. And, I mean, just all it takes is a good quarterback. And I know he didn't hit on all cylinders at Oklahoma, but now he's got everything he needs around him. And they just gave him the playbook. It's like, right. What do you want to run? And that's what they're going to do. They're going to play everything to his favor. And I don't know, man. They have bought into this kid. And a good quarterback, it changes you. It can take you from the worst team in the SEC to the best in a year.
Now, 6, Shane, they got Mizzou 5-7.
Mm-hmm.
And Vandy, number 7, of course. But, hey, 3-9 for Vandy.
Oh,
that'd be a big step in the right direction there. I mean, you'd like more wins than that, but – hey, they're getting some respect out of Athlon.
It's sad, though, that you can even say that, you know, with 3 wins. That's terrible, Mike. This is SEC, man. And it's not it's not like they're the only one playing 9 SEC teams this year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's no reason we should question 3 wins. They should have at least 4 locked up and competing for a bowl game. But that's where we're at, and, you know, I see improvement, but it's slow. It's freaking slow. And if they drop that game in Hawaii, man, I'll tell you what, it may be tough to watch any Vanderbilt games this year.
Mm. Now, in the West, of course, I said already Alabama picked to win the league, 13-0, 8-0 in conference play. And when I met with Steven Lassen the other day, he just said, I can't see Alabama winning a damn game. I can't pick one. So that little preview of his when he comes on the show. But, yeah, I mean, he's incredibly high on Alabama. And I don't blame him at all, do you?
Nah, it's easy pick. This is we talk about the media days. They always pick Bama to go undefeated. They always pick them to win the SEC championship. It's like you're going to continue to do that while Nick Saban's down there.
Now, number 2, you can make an argument, number of teams belong here, but they got Texas A&M, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Again, right there with the fans, 10-2, 6-2 in league play.
Yeah.
You know, you asked me about, who was it, Florida or LSU? I think it was, I can't even, no, Ole Miss is what you asked me about. We just talked about it 5 minutes ago. I can't remember, but do you think
it's late.
A&M would be happy, their fans? I know they're not shooting for second these days, but. Hell, Jimbo's yet to win 10 wins. Do you think they'd be happy this year with 10-2, or do you think they should shoot higher?
Mike, this is it. I'm telling you, this is the buildup. We tried to do it last year, and then our quarterback got hurt. So it's like we had a whole bunch of excuses, but this is the year. I mean, this is why you pay Jimbo so much money, and you beat Alabama. You can't say we're almost there. You can't say we're building. You're not building. You're built. Right. You need to be winning 11, 12 games. And I think 10's a disappointment. And I know that sounds crazy, but here I'm a Volunteer fan. And, you know, in the 90s, I'll never forget after Philip Fulmer won the national championship, how many years were we pissed off that we won 10 games? Mm-hmm. How many years were we pissed off we didn't go to an SEC championship? You know, it's just you have these higher expectations, and beating – and I'm not comparing Alabama to winning an SEC championship or a national championship, but it's pretty damn close, brother.
Yeah.
And after you do that, then it's I want the next thing. And the next thing for Texas A&M is winning an SEC championship. And you can't do that with 10 wins.
You sound like an Aggie, Shane. I love it. All right, 3, 4.
I think it's their year, man. You're picking up themes here, but I think Texas A&M, this is the year.
3, 4, and 5 in the West. They're all got the same record, so we can just do them at the same time here. Arkansas, mm-hmm. LSU, Ole Miss, 8-4, 4-4 in conference play. And if nothing else, Shane, I think this is just. Again, kind of like the East, there's a glut of teams. Mm-hmm. You know, it certainly seems like Athlon, you know, you're splitting hairs here between Arkansas, LSU, and Ole Miss.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. I think when you look at the East, I think there is a 2A, 2B, and possibly a 3A, 3B. Because when I'm right now, just and I know it's early, but I think Tennessee, Kentucky, they're in that 2A mm-hmm. matchup. I think South Carolina, Florida, a little closer. And when I'm looking at the West, you know, I think it's Bama and Texas A&M. I think it's one of those two teams. And I think they're in a tier of their own. But I think Arkansas is also in a tier of their own, potentially with Mississippi State, which we didn't even mention, brother. It still blows my mind. And maybe I'm reading the wrong things, you know what I'm saying? We may look back and delete this damn thing. But I think Arkansas – to put Arkansas in the same group of LSU and Ole Miss right now, I just don't think it's there. I think with what Arkansas has got returning, I just think they're in a level of their own. Mm-hmm. But I do think Ole Miss, LSU, I could see those going back and forth. I mean, it's a good spot with them together. It's just it blows my mind that Mississippi State's not getting the respect.
Well, Mississippi State just right there, 7-5, number 6 in the West, 3-5. Mm-hmm. In the SEC, and that means, of course, Auburn's number 7, 6-6, 2-6 in conference play. So, you know, it's pretty interesting, Shane, that we did this little exercise, and the fan expectation, for the most part, is right there with Athlon Sports, one of the most, you know, reputable preseason magazines. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was kind of interesting how they lined up on a lot of these things.
See, you don't even have to buy the thing now. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, still a little sour, Mike.
Well, hey, buddy, it's a late one, so yeah. I'm going to let you get off the line. You got anything else before you disappear for another month?
Oh, no, man. I'm back, baby. I'm back. Got internet. I've got to finish the pod setup here, you know, still working on that. But I'm glad to be back on. It's been a long time overdue. We still got a few things we've got to do around the new place here, but I am settled in, brother, and I'm ready for some college football.
Yeah, no doubt.
Baseball's done. Baseball's dead to me, Mike. The sport is dead. I can focus on one sport, one sport alone, and that is football, and we are 74 days away from the first kickoff, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I can't express to you, Shane, how much I enjoy having you back on the show, and you'll get the reaction from the fans. They love it, too, making this show what it is. I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate each and every one of you for continuing to check us out. We'll catch you on the next one.
Well, hey, man, before we jump off, I want to thank everybody. A lot of people have reached out, said some positive words. You know, the Big Orange Walk, it's, you know, it's not easy. And I make excuses on why I can't do it. Then I get out there and I feel better every time after I do. And a lot of that's you guys just reaching out and sending out positive vibes. And I know a lot of you others are doing it with me, doing your own form of walk and exercise. So I think that's awesome and very encouraging. You know, it may be a little too late for my summer bod, you know, but, you know, my 2023 summer bod, maybe I get it then. But man, it's been, like I said, very encouraging and very appreciative. And I just thank everybody for reaching out and for the support. But, brother, it was great talking to you. I'm looking forward to more football content. And I'll see you on the next one, all right?
All right. Take care, brother.
All right. Go Balls.